Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self Help Show. This is Gina, and I am your host. Today, I have a special guest. His name is Jasper. He is a leadership consultant and coach. He's also a team builder who runs his practice under the name Family Lead Management Consultant. He has over a decade of experience across nonprofit and profit organizations or government sectors. And he is also academically backed with the executive master's in leadership. So this guy is very important when it comes to just understanding yourself and also just understanding what leaders have to say and directing us in this path of life. Today, we will be talking about from asthma to marathon. And before I dive deep into the topic, I want him to just introduce himself. So over to you, Jasper.
Absolutely. Gina, thank you for having me. Good morning from Los Angeles. I'm excited to be here and join you today. So for me, growing up, I was always just inspired by the world of personal development and professional growth. As you can see behind me, it's a real background, not a virtual background. I can actually pull out those books. But growing up, I was always inspired by the classic leadership speakers, Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, Les Brown, John Maxwell, Zig Ziglar, Earl Nightingale, Napoleon Hill, the list goes on. I was always just inspired by that type of work. And then as I was growing up, continued to just experience just different leadership opportunities like volunteering and serving in the community. When I finally entered the corporate world, I was already managing people and I was just learning what worked and what didn't work in, when it comes to leadership. But all these experiences have really informed how I see professional growth and personal development. So again, it's that inspiration that's really moved me forward in my journey.
That is amazing. And I want to get straight into the topic because, you know, from asthma to marathon, I was born asthmatic as a little baby. I stayed in the hospital for some months. And I think there was a time where my parents didn't think I would make it. Fast forward, I started taking traditional medicine, which is honey for the most part of it. So my dad used to get that. So tell us about your experience, because I know when you're asthmatic, you can't really run. As much as you love to, you can't run. But here you are, like from asthma to marathon. How did that go?
Yes, Gina, such a very relevant experience. So for me, I remember I was about 8 years old. I started breathing weird. And I just remember being taken to the hospital. I was in one of the hospital rooms facing my doctor, and he made an announcement. He looked at my family and he said, Mr. and Mrs. McQuindang, your son has asthma. And at the time, I didn't really know what to think about it. This was new to me, this idea of asthma. I was breathing weird, but I didn't know how to take it at the time. But I realized when people see something like a limitation within you, they start to lower their expectations of you and lower the thoughts of what you're capable of. And I just realized growing up, that made things challenging. For my parents, they started protecting me in certain ways. They really wanted me to stay indoors because supposedly it was a dangerous world out there. Stay away from pollen, stay away from pet fur, stay away from dust. But I realized, just to be clear, they weren't trying to take away opportunities. As parents, they just wanted to be protective and keep me safe. But at the same time, it did limit the types of opportunities that were available for me. And we've heard that image and story of that little kid where they're stuck in their room. They're looking outside. All the other kids are having fun. They're running around in circles, just playing different activities, and you see that kid just indoors wishing what could be. That image, that's not something I wanted growing up. And somewhere around the same time, I was just inspired by people with major goals. And the idea of marathon runners, that just inspired me. And one day I just told myself, Jasper, you're going to run a marathon. And at the time, I didn't know what to think about it, but I wanted to do something big to just show that I was capable. And then as I got older, I started to do just small parts of trainings, just take it one step at a time. For example, day one, just put my training shoes on. Day two, put my training shoes on and take a few steps. Day three, put my training shoes on and take a few more steps. And then just slowly build upon that, because I knew running 26.2 miles overnight, that's not the right thing to do, especially growing up with asthma. But for me, it was that self-belief and taking it just one step at a time. And then as I worked my way up, I did take it with the 5K, and then signed up for, when I finished that, I signed up for my 10K and then the half marathon. And then when it finally came to signing up for a full marathon, I was nervous, but I knew with all that training, it was time to step up to that level. And my first one was in 2014. It was the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon in Southern California. And I just remember being at the starting line. It was early in the day because these races start around 6:30 a.m. But I remember just at the starting line, staring out into the distance, thinking to myself, Jesper, what did you just sign up for? Because this was the first time I was running 26.2 miles. And then once I crossed that starting line, you know, I really just trusted my own training, the time and effort I put in there. Of course, as the miles grew, as the miles developed, you start to feel the pressure in your body, and especially in my lungs. But I continued to push myself. And then, of course, when we get closer to the higher miles, you start to feel more of that pressure in you. And just, I remember that muscle pain just building up. But I just remembered, trust your training. You put a lot of time and effort to get this far. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And when I finally crossed that finish line at the 26.2 mile mark, that sense of joy, that really just lifted me up and really reminded me that big things are possible when you do put in the time, effort, and the patience to get there.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's actually like a story of resilience, because for me personally, I know I couldn't run. I could swim, though. That was like my form of comfort. So later on, I think when I was in my teens, I started just running. Like if I'm asked to go to the grocery store, I would just run like a sprint of like 200 meters nonstop. And I know it was kind of painful because obviously the muscle, the heart, everything is just like contracting and like almost like you're dying. But I knew whatever that I was feeling, even if I'm like struggling to breathe, it will fade away. So I'd always just run, and then feel the pain, and then just like let it go. So one thing I want to ask you is, when it comes to just this transformation from, you know, having asthma to just qualifying to running a marathon or marathons, obviously this changed you physically, but I want to hear how that changed you emotionally. Do you have anything to share?
But yeah, absolutely. Especially in the very beginning, as I mentioned, when people see limitations, especially physical ones, they lower their expectations, and that kind of that disheartened me. I was feeling a little bit disappointed in just those types of experiences. But when I aligned myself with a larger goal, that gave me something to look forward to, that sense of excitement, enthusiasm. And then once I went to that race, I mean, like you said, the pain. Once I got through that and reached the finish line, that great sense of joy, that emotional journey from disappointment to excitement and enthusiasm to accomplishment, the journey was really incredible, especially emotionally.
Amazing. I'm happy to hear that. Then another thing is, when it comes to just this transformation or this experience within just pushing yourself emotionally, pushing yourself physically, do you also see how that has kind of had you draw strength from that into like your leadership and like how you've become now this executive leader?
Excellent. Gina, that's an excellent question. And yes, absolutely. Because the values that I've learned from my journey, from that asthma to running my marathon, it's that feeling of, as you mentioned earlier, resilience. And then teaching that, teaching that those values to a team or to another leader, that despite all the challenges that we face, especially in the workplace or at home, when we really take the time and energy to keep pushing forward, we can accomplish our goals and the task that we set, that we set forth in front of us. So when it comes to applying what I've learned from that, yes, absolutely. Resilience, this sense of purpose, because believing in a big goal, when we understand our why, that really drives us to do greater things. And then that sense of patience, because when we work toward major goals, that doesn't happen overnight. Like I mentioned, running that 26.2, you're not going to get it done in 24 hours. As far as training, it does take months or at least weeks to really put a training and preparation in place. But getting all these values and then really teaching others what I've learned, yes, very applicable. So excellent question, Gina.
Love that. Love that. Okay, Jasper, why marathon? I'm sure you could have gone rock climbing or mountain cycling or kayaking. Why did you choose the marathon?
That's an excellent question. For me, I would say I did like the excitement that came from just having this pace, just jogging at the time, just really moving forward. I wasn't testing my speed to the max, but really this idea of just pushing myself on a track, on a trail, just gave me that sense of excitement. And on the other hand, as far as mountain climbing, heights wasn't really a thing I could look forward to. And then with kayaking, can't really swim, so that left me with running and staying on land.
It makes a lot of sense. I'm just thinking also with just your journey with the leadership, executive leadership to be specific. Can you take us back maybe to like your early years? Did you always know that you were going to step into this leadership role? Or this is something that was built up based on experience, or maybe this was the only studying opportunity that was there for you and you took it, you know, with all hands? How did that work for you?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And actually, yes, in a sense, because there was a conversation that I had with my mother several years ago, and she told me she had a memory about me when I was growing up. I don't remember the memory, but she did. And I'm guessing I was about maybe 5 or 6. And she told me the memory was, I pulled her aside and I told her, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a leader. And that was interesting, because when I think about it, as a 5 or 6 year old, what does a 5 or 6 year old know about leadership? It's an advanced topic. I could, at the same time, I could have approached my mother and said, Mom, when I grow up, I want to study macroeconomic government institution. It's just an advanced topic for 5 or 6 year olds. So when it comes to leadership, I found that's very interesting. However, as I grew up, there were various leadership opportunities that fell into my lap, and it really gave me that inspiration to really dig deeper into that world. So again, managing people throughout my career, just learning the different aspects of personal and professional growth, especially with the books behind me. But it's really just inspired my thinking and really inspired me to continue growing and finding new ways to innovate and be creative with how we live life.
Right. I love how you respond to that. That is so beautiful. Tell me, the books behind you, is it your personal curated library? Or it's like your family library? How does that work?
I would say it's my own personal library, but it's just been a mix of just different books. When I go to a library and browse through books that look interesting, I add it to my list, and lo and behold, it becomes part of my bookshelf. So just a different variety of just readings that'll really expand on my thinking.
So I'm really enjoying this show. as we are discussing, you know, just how your transition from where you were to where you are now, and if there is somebody who's listening right now, what would be something that you would tell them? For example, they could be struggling mentally, emotionally, physically. They're just like struggling in their own, like, either corporate life or personal life. So as a leader, what is the one thing that you can tell them to kind of help them come out of that space that they're in?
Gina, that's an excellent question. And I would go to the keyword that was shared throughout this conversation. It's resilience. And yes, there are many challenges, many problems that do appear in life. And if we give up, that's really too soon, because there are possibilities when we get through to the other side. Because especially related to this conversation, growing up with asthma, that was a big challenge for me. And becoming a runner, I could have easily said, no thanks, I'm just going to sit back. And I would miss that opportunity to accomplish something big. But I kept pushing forward. I took the opportunity. I said yes. And I really put in the time, effort, and energy. Instead of holding back, I really pushed forward. And when I accomplished that marathon, it did remind me that major things are possible when we stay focused and have that resilience to push forward. So the person listening to this with those challenges, keep your head up, keep pushing forward, because when you stick through it, push through it, keep going, you can accomplish great things.
Yeah, I love that. That is so beautiful. So now my other question is, before the final one, what breakdown built your strongest breakthrough?
Wow, that is an excellent question. And I would say, especially growing up with asthma, that physical pressure when we're out in the trails, that can hold us back. But it's just a reminder that instead of seeing challenges as difficulties, challenges can be opportunities for personal growth. And when we lean into those challenges, keep going. As you mentioned your journey, Gina, that pain as you were running, but you pushed through and you got to the grocery store and you got back home. You accomplished what you needed to do during the day. And I would say when we lean into those challenges, not seeing them as problems, but opportunities for growth, that's where we'll see positive impact in our life.
I agree. That is beautifully said. And now, as we are coming to just closing off, if the little you, Jasper, is watching, let's say you go back, the little you is watching somebody else run, and in that moment you knew you couldn't, what would this future you whisper into his ear?
I would say the future me would say, accept the challenge. Accept the challenge to try it, because when you do, you can make great things happen. So accept the challenge.
I love that. That is so beautiful. I love that. And then when is your next marathon? When are you going again on the tracks?
So for me, my typical races are the Los Angeles Marathon. That's typically in March. I haven't registered for it yet, but that would be one of my typical races. So it's something I would look forward to. So Los Angeles Marathon. And that's where I grew up. I'm in Southern California, so Los Angeles is my area.
Nice. And then there's this one thing that I always do with all the guests on the show. When we're closing, I always ask you to tell us one thing that only you know that nobody else knows. So it can be a secret, it can be something unusual, it can be anything random, it can be funny, it can be anything. Just share with us.
Oh, very interesting. I love this question. I might take a moment to think about it. But I would say, that is very interesting. My favorite food is jambalaya. Not a lot of people know that, but growing up on California, I do like jambalaya.
Interesting.
So, one of my favorite meals.
That is nice. And then where can people find you, Jasper? Let's say they need coaching, they need to follow you on social media. Where can they find you?
Yes, the first place people can find me is on my website, familyconsulting.com. And people can reach me out on LinkedIn. Search for Jesper Mukunding. Absolutely love conversations about leadership, team building, personal growth, professional development, company culture. Love those conversations. Feel free to reach out.
Fantastic. And are you on TikTok, Instagram, any of those places?
I am on Instagram. You can search my name as well. And then I use my Instagram for my travel journeys. So if you'd like to watch more travel updates, feel free to follow me on Instagram.
Okay, awesome. There you have it, folks. Today was really precise and quite enjoyable. I hope you've picked a thing or two that you can apply in your lives. Thank you so much for joining, and I hope to see you soon. Make sure you follow, make sure you share, make sure you leave a 5-star rating. Make sure you come back next week because we are always having interesting topics here on Self-Help Show. I will see you soon and have a good one.